This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. It's still cold.
It's freezing out there. It took me almost my entire ride into work this morning to like thaw out and get comfortable.
See, that's why I've been going outside and starting my car 10 minutes before I leave.
Oh, no, I won't go outside until I absolutely have to.
Even though I still have that irrational fear that if I do that, if
somebody's going to steal your car,
someone's going to just take it. They're going to figure out what I'm doing every single morning.
Somebody's just going to watch your routine every day. And he's going to be like, oh, he wakes up so early. This is perfect. It's still dark outside.
I don't know why they would want my car. It's, you know, it's not like it's a nice car. It's a 2019 Ford Escape.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not a Kia. So you at least have that going for you. Aren't the Kia boys like a thing?
I think the Kia is a thing because the Kias are easy to steal.
Yeah.
I think they figured out like some flaw and it made it easy to break into those cars and take them.
I guess you wouldn't really have to break into your car if it's just on and running and ready to rock and roll though.
Exactly. I'm making it.
So you're making it 10 times easier.
Exactly. Right.
Well, your car didn't get stolen this morning. So that's a win.
It did not. I don't see, however, and pardon my tone because it's going to be bad here for a second. I'll get it back. I promise. I'll be positive again. But I don't see how today is warmer than it was yesterday. In fact, I don't see, like, maybe by a degree.
I think it was like 4 degrees in my car. It was like 8 degrees on my way in yesterday and 12 degrees today. Heat wave.
I'm pretty sure we still, with the wind chill, I think we still have negative digits.
That wouldn't surprise me. That
places.
Sounds right.
However, yesterday, all the schools were closed. Today, none of the schools are closed. So that's what I don't get. I don't get it. Like, how is yesterday colder than today?
I don't know, man. I've never understood how they determine when schools are going to be in session versus out of session. It confuses me. I don't know the science behind it. I don't even know if there is science behind it.
And don't get me wrong, I want my kids to be in school today. I'm not complaining that they have school today. I'm just saying I don't understand why they didn't have school yesterday if yesterday they were out because of the cold.
Right, because if we're stacking facts against facts, then it's not really much different today than it was yesterday.
All right, but I'll stop complaining because I don't want anyone listening right now and to cancel school.
Hey, but if somebody has the answer to that, maybe if you are a superintendent and you want to let us know the real reason. Let us behind the curtain. Tell us all your secrets.
They would never do that. A superintendent would never call the show.
It's like the Wizard of Oz revealing himself.
Yeah, that would never happen. I'll leave you with a bright spot then. I'll leave you with some positivity because I really enjoyed this yesterday.
Okay.
Usually on Tuesday nights, Drew has soccer from 5 until 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And I've become accustomed to, when I get there, it's still light out. When I leave, it's pitch black. Last night, we were leaving the facility. There is still some daylight.
Wow.
At 6 o'clock. It was shocking. It's like, wait a minute. It's still light outside? How is that possible?
Okay.
It's now staying light later. Every single day.
That's a good thing.
Every single day, it does that.
That's our first step towards spring.
Now I'm starting to notice it. So, yeah, that's one of those things that helps me get through the winter.
It's just seeing, oh, how long will the sun be out today?
Yeah, really. I mean, because winter can sometimes be a psychological beatdown on you.
Yeah.
It's these little things that I take and I notice, and I'm like, we're almost there.
Let's go.
We're getting out of here. Okay, this morning, good vibes at 6:55. Am I the Bleep Hole this morning, 7:25. Alyssa's College of Knowledge at 7:55 and 8:55 this morning. We'll have more gift cards to the Woodhouse Spa.
Q104, we'll be right back.
You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Alyssa's dragging a little bit today.
I am. I was just telling Bill, I am so tired this morning.
And the reason why is because she talked about this last week, or maybe the week before, how she hooked up with some new friends, and it's this Dungeons and Dragons group that she's joined.
We're playing D&D.
And it's once a week.
Well, yeah. You go on adventures once a week.
I thought it was on Thursday nights, though.
So we were doing it on Thursday, but if you remember last Thursday, I had absolutely no voice. And then this week we have some scheduling conflict. So we might just be switching it to Tuesdays. We're testing the waters.
Okay. So last
night.
We're
all adults here and trying to just work with our schedules. We've got some kids in the mix that need to be taken into account. So we're all just figuring out the best day and time.
So how late are we talking last night that you were sitting at a table rolling dice and.
Well, last night we finished up kind of early. We finished up specifically like earlier than we did the first night. We finished up around 11.
Oh my, that's not early. That's not early at all.
It's earlier. We finished up at like after 12:15 last time. So this was like 11 o'clock. I was home by 11:30, in bed like by 11:45. I've been doing so good with going to bed by like 9 that ruining that for even like one day is like wrecking me right now.
Yes. Hello. Welcome to Morning Chill Radio. This happens.
This is my first time doing this. It's so hard though because I'm a night person. I have always been a night person and I have thrown that to the wind since last summer and joining this show, and I've gotten really good about going to bed at a reasonable hour during the week, at least. I'm not going to speak to weekends. But, yeah, 11 o'clock is definitely my latest point that I'm staying up during the week.
Why can't they start playing Dungeons & Dragons earlier in the night?
Well, because we got kiddos.
Who has kiddos? You don't have any.
I don't have any kids, but my friends have kids. They got to put the kids to bed.
So the kids go to bed, like, at what time?
Like 8:30, 8:45.
Okay, so we're talking about young kids here.
Yeah, they're little.
All right. I don't know how
you should know. You have kids, Bill.
I do, but they, you know, now they're old enough, they put themselves to bed. But I'm also
now they're old enough, you're like, I don't even know what they're doing.
But it's not like they go to bed and I'm like, okay, let's bring out a board game and play Dungeons and Dragons for the next 3 hours.
See, that would be how I would parent. I'd be like, okay, cool, the kids are in bed. Now it's time for my fun to begin. But this is just giving me a preview of, I don't even have kids. And this is already giving me a preview of what parent life is going to look like. I'm going to be exhausted all the time.
Yeah.
Because I'm not willing to give anything up.
Well, yeah, you're exhausted now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see how you're going to sustain this Dungeons and Dragons schedule.
I need to start napping during the day a little bit when I'm going to play D&D.
All right. We'll see if that helps.
That way I can be fully present and there when we go on our D&D adventures.
But you had a good time?
I did. We had fun. We survived yet another adventure. My little rogue halfling is muddling her way through. Man, she was having a hard time last night, but she's doing okay.
Well, that's a good vibe, I guess.
That is a good vibe.
What else has you in a good mood this morning? It puts a smile on your face. What could that possibly be as you walk outside in frigid temperatures today? 216-474-0104. Good vibes coming up.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 655 on Q104.
All right, let's go to Middleburg Heights. We're going to get a good vibe this morning from Danielle. Danielle, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Please share your good vibe with us.
So yesterday, I had the best cup of coffee. I went to Seven Brew for the very first time, and I sat and just smelled the coffee, and it was like a full-body experience. And it just gave me this moment of like peace and clarity. And then when I took a sip, it was just absolutely perfect. So I would recommend, if anyone's having a tough day, find your closest Seven Brew, get just a plain cup of coffee and enjoy like 5 minutes just to yourself. It was the best.
Is somebody putting us on right now?
I know.
Alyssa and I are cracking up. Because Seven Brew Coffee, we have just, I think we can say this now safely, we have just entered into a partnership with them. They are sponsoring our show. They're our newest sponsor of the show. And we're going to be doing this thing where we're giving away free coffee every single week. And then once a month, we're going to go to somebody's office.
Yeah.
With Seven Brew Coffee. We're going to take them Seven Brew Coffee and have like a coffee break with them.
And I'm so excited because, Danielle, I've heard multiple people tell me, weirdly enough, almost as detailed as you did about how much they love the coffee from Seven Brew. So I'm stoked.
You know I will be entering for my office.
Danielle, please raise your right hand right now and swear to all of us that you do not work for Seven Brew Coffee. This is a legit good vibe that you're sharing right now.
Yeah, are we being punked?
Honestly, I might quit my job and go work there after my coffee yesterday.
Wow. All right. So I know that we've got a good sponsor coming on then because, Danielle, this is a great testimonial. Thank you, Danielle. We appreciate you listening and for calling up. We're so happy you have discovered Seven Brew, as everyone else is about to as well.
Thank you.
It's 216-474-0104. That's how you share your good vibe. It's that easy. Just call or text. Whatever's easier is for you. The Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa with you. Thank you for being here. Yeah, so when I put together the show, or when we put together the show, Alyssa and I, sometimes I'll see these stories pop up, and it's almost like clickbait. It's like, I'm not going to read this. I've read lists like this so many times, but then I can't stop myself and I click on it.
The headline's just so tempting. It just pulls you in.
Don't say these things at work. And let's see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 things on this list.
Okay.
So workplace professionals say that saying these things in the workplace will make you look amateur and unprofessional. So stop saying them.
Okay.
Number one on this list. I'm sorry.
Oh, there it is. That does not surprise me.
I must say that 85 times a day.
I've got to stop. I do it so much, and I don't realize it until somebody points it out. Like, I forget who it was in our office that did that to me, like, recently. Was like, what are you sorry about? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I think that somewhere along the lines, I think I just overcompensated with maybe earlier in my career when I was younger, more arrogant. I don't think I took responsibility for anything. And now I'm taking responsibility for everything. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I do that.
I'm so sorry.
Also on this list, things you should never say in the workplace. This is how we've always done it.
Oh.
That one drives me crazy.
That one really grinds my gears.
I referenced that the other day, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I think radio as a whole has a tendency to do that. We've always done it this way in radio. It suppresses new ideas, new ways of thinking.
And just new ways of technology, like new advancements that we've made.
Yeah, I don't like that one at all. This is on the list, and I think I understand what this means. It just says expletive. I think that what that means is you shouldn't be swearing at work.
Okay.
Also, something else that I frequently break. I enjoy swearing in general.
You know, I was actually just talking about this the other day. I don't, like, I mean, I swear I'm an adult, but I don't swear that much. I think just from being on the radio, it's like I've trained myself, and I was a camp counselor too.
Right.
At an overnight camp. I've just trained myself so well to not need to swear when I'm talking that sometimes when people do, it is a little abrasive to me. I'm like, whoa.
I find that I like to do it. I like to swear when I'm excited about something.
Mm.
Like, I like to show my enthusiasm and excitement for something by, you know, LFG.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a little more sense. That it's hard to contain sometimes.
Gets me pumped up. Things you should never say at the workplace. This seems obvious. I don't know what to do.
Oh, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Well, if you're first starting out, you should ask.
Yeah, I think it's perfectly fine to ask for help.
But I've always said, if you don't know what to do, just pretend like you know what you're doing, because eventually you will. You'll figure it out. But yeah.
I mean, yes, there's something to be said for that too. I've faked it till I made it, but there's nothing wrong with asking for help.
Last thing on this list, it's actually a few of them that I just combined because to me it sounded like the same thing.
Okay.
That's not my job. That's above my pay grade. Not my problem. Not in my job description. To me, those all four of those are the same thing.
I feel like I said all of those in our last meeting.
What? You did?
I at least like three of them.
You said that in a meeting?
Yes.
I'm surprised that didn't ring any alarm bells for me. Do you remember the context?
I do. But it wasn't like I wasn't being like mean about it.
You were just joking around.
I was just jonesing. I was just being happy, silly, goofy. You know.
Okay. All right. So that makes sense then.
That's not my job. That's above my pay grade. That's not my problem.
Establishing boundaries at work, I think that's something that everybody should strive to do.
Oh, absolutely.
But I have also found that when you try to do that, like, for instance, I would never say those things to a superior.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would ever say that's not my job to my boss, because I'd be afraid that my boss would say, well, it's your job now.
Oh.
You know, it's not my problem. Well, it's your problem now.
Well, now it is.
Yeah. That's not in my job description. And then he's like, I'm adding this to your job description. That happens all the time.
Give me 1 second. I will be right back. Let me update that for you.
It seems like we're always adding things to our job description.
Just adding to the laundry list.
The job is just evolving. That's what it's doing.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just we're not doing things how they've always been done. We're evolving.
All right. Am I the bleep hole? On the way this morning, in the next 15 minutes. Also, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We'll get to that at 7:55. We have Woodhouse Spa gift certificates to give away.
Don't move. Q104.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Am I the bleep hole? We usually do this on Wednesdays around here. Basically, something's going on in your life where you do something, maybe you say something in passing to somebody, and in your mind, there's nothing wrong. You're not doing anything wrong.
Right, no alarm bells going off or anything.
But then something happens that makes you think, well, wait a minute, maybe I did do something wrong here. And you bring it to us, we examine it, and we find out, are you the bleep hole? Jake from Independence. Jake from State Farm. Jake from Independence is on the line. Jake, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Tell us why you think that you might be a bleep hole.
All right. I'm going through some stuff right now with my coworker's boyfriend. Okay, so it's,
well, wait,
it's this
wait
whole
a minute.
Thing, but
your female coworker's boyfriend has an issue with you.
Yeah, like it's my coworker's boyfriend, which is why, like, it's this whole thing stuff, right? So a few years ago, we kind of had this running joke of being like, well, it's like a small office, right? Like everyone else at work, like, is in a relationship except me and her, right? So we just had this joke every Valentine's Day, like at the meetings or whatever, we would kind of joke about, like, you know, like, oh, we're the only single ones. We don't care if the meetings end early or anything like that, because, like, we're the two that are single, right? So
okay.
1 year at the meeting, one of our coworkers kind of makes a joke or whatever about us being, like, each other's Valentines, right? So that's what, like, we started doing, right? And it wasn't anything crazy. Like, it was just a joke type stuff. Like, we didn't go on a date or anything crazy like that. I got her some flowers, though. One time she got me, like, some chocolate. And so we were, like, doing that. It was never more than, like, a couple bucks.
Okay, so this isn't like a romantic interest at all. This is kind of just like an inside joke in the office.
No, yeah, that's it. That's it exactly. It's like, it was just like joking at work type
stuff
or whatever. It's just like, and this is something we've been doing like for years. Like, it's been like ongoing for a minute, right? And so she comes to work this last Valentine's Day, and she comes through and she tells me that she totally can't like do it anymore or whatever. And I was like, wait, what? Why not? She says it's because her boyfriend got like legitimately upset. Like that he thought that there's like something going on like between us, which is just so not true. Like, first of all, she's been dating this guy for a couple years now. We've been doing the joke for like a few more years than that. But suddenly, all of a sudden, it's a problem because he's starting to think that me and her got a little something going on. And so now I'm sitting here feeling like the bleep hole, and I just don't know how to feel about that, you know?
Okay, some questions here to clarify some things. You and this female coworker, did you get her a gift this most recent Valentine's Day, like last week?
Yeah.
And did she get you anything?
No, like I showed up with a gift and she had nothing for me. And that's why I'm sitting here feeling like a bleep hole. I got like flowers and like, and like a chocolate bouquet of roses over here. And I just feel like an idiot because she's telling me that her boyfriend's all mad at me about this.
Okay. And you knew last week that she had a boyfriend. She currently has a boyfriend.
Yeah, I've known, she's had a boyfriend for like 2 years now. This is the second year. So like, I've known about this, but like.
It's like a joke at the office though. Like,
right.
you see what he's saying, right?
I see what he's saying, but the joke should be over once one of you have an SO or somebody that you're dating.
That's what I'm at. Like, do I need to feel weird about this? Cause like, I didn't even look into it, anything crazy. Cause like, I don't think that's a big deal, right?
216-474-0104. Jake's had this running gag with female in his office where they've been single before. They would get each other cute little Valentine's Day gifts. No big deal. But this coworker of his has been in a relationship for a few years now. He's been continuing the joke.
And it sounds like her boyfriend has had enough.
Yeah. I don't think you're the bleep hole, Jake, but I do think that you're a victim of not being able to read the room. She is in a relationship. And the joke should be over at that point. If one of you moves on to be in a relationship.
Well, if the joke continued for a couple of years, though, and if she was still playing along, I would be in the same boat as you, Jake, where I would think that, like, oh, it's just a gag. Like, I wouldn't really think too deep into it. But I can also see the boyfriend side of it, too, being uncomfortable with her getting flowers from another dude.
I think Jake has a little crush on this coworker. And
oh, Bill, stop causing problems.
216-474-0104. Is Jake the bleep hole? Your call's coming up, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, am I the bleep hole? Jake in Independence, wondering if he's the bleep hole because he's had this friend. I'm making air quotes.
Yeah, Bill's doing air quotes.
I think Jake sounded like he likes this coworker more than just a friend.
You think so?
I'm reading in between the lines here because the last few years they've been single and they've been doing this flirty thing where they've been getting each other Valentine's Day gifts.
Hey, I don't know if it's flirty. It just sounds like it's kind of like an office inside joke.
Okay, but how is that normal amongst two professional coworkers that don't have some sort of an interest in each other? They're attracted to each other. They have to be.
What? Oh my God. No, okay. I have worked in offices with all 20 somethings. There are jokes like this left and right. I promise you.
Okay. Alyssa, in a workplace environment, if I was single and you were single and I started bringing you Valentine's Day gifts, would you not think that was weird?
I mean, it depends. If it's like, I think that if it's something funny, no, I wouldn't think it was weird. I do even think that flowers might be a little too romantic for him to be getting this female coworker. But I think that his heart is in the right place. I don't think that he's actually interested in her.
Okay, but now this female coworker has a boyfriend and has a boyfriend for at least a year.
Right.
Maybe a little over a year. And the boyfriend is upset that Jake is continuing on with this little gag of his where he's getting his coworker Valentine's Day gifts. And the boyfriend is right to be upset.
And the boyfriend was like, y'all got to cut this out this year.
Yeah.
Gotta stop.
I think he has every right to do that or to feel that way or to say that. Jenny in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts here on hash it out? Again, can someone please put up a big sign of what we're doing and what day it is?
What day is it?
Am I the bleep hole? What are your thoughts here with Jake this morning?
I think Jake is very sweet, maybe a little too sweet. So, Bill, I think I'm agreeing with you. I'm wondering if they're a little flirty. I know I wouldn't appreciate that joke as a spouse, and I don't know. I'm concerned about the office right now.
I just feel also like I've watched so many videos over the years.
Oh, the HR videos.
The HR videos where they show, like, they actually show videos, like, of actors.
Oh, they do. It's awful.
Acting out scenarios of how a male and a female should be interacting with each other.
Or how they shouldn't be interacting.
Right. And it's so inappropriate. I would be scared to give anybody, like, even a joke Valentine's Day gift.
I know.
Like, I would absolutely be afraid of showing any kind of romantic ovation at all to another female. Not just you, with any female.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see how that would be a little sticky. Yeah, I see both sides of it, but I think I'm going to have to... I'm going to go with the boyfriend on this one. I think I would be uncomfortable, too.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that... Jake, I don't think Jake is a bleep hole.
No.
Jenny, you said he sounded sweet. Maybe his intentions are good.
Yeah, maybe he's just too good of a guy.
Yeah, he's got to knock it off. He's got to back off. She has a boyfriend now.
Yeah. But one day, Jake, one day there will be a girl just so excited for you to get her flowers for Valentine's Day, and nobody's going to be mad at you about it. So that day is coming. Just wait.
A text has come in. Offices have always had work wives and work husbands. That's the way it's always been.
Okay, yeah, I'm not
disagreeing with that, but that doesn't mean that you get your work wife or your work husband a Valentine's Day gift. Don't make it romantic. Don't make it weird.
Yeah, it's a work wife and work husband for a reason.
Q104. Okay. Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Am I the bleep hole? No. No, that's what we just did. I was going to say Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Oh, yeah, that is coming up. We do have more $50 Woodhouse Spa gift cards. What, $7.55 and $8.55? We'll play again.
I have scaled back my social media usage dramatically in the past few weeks.
You have. I actually, like, just the other day, I was going through Instagram, my close friends list, and you're on it, and I saw that, like, you have, like, no profile picture. You deactivated.
I deactivated my personal Instagram account. And I don't know if I'm ever going to reactivate it.
Are you feeling good? I know that you did this, actually, like, a couple weeks ago. Are you feeling, like, a void of any sort? Are you feeling like you're missing it throughout the day?
I'm not missing it at all.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I'm enjoying the extra free time right now. Because I'm not mindlessly scrolling Instagram reels. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. You do the same thing with TikTok.
I do too. Yeah, just sitting there scrolling. And I mean, there's days that, like, I'll be laying there, like, the whole day, not even watching anything on TV.
Now, I still have the Q Morning Show on Instagram. I still have access to that.
Yeah, so, like, but it's, I mean, everybody's timeline is so different. Like, even when I log in from my personal timeline to the Q Morning Show, it's a different world.
I will say this. Nobody appears to meet. What? I feel like I'm having a stroke. What is going on right now? Okay. Let me start over my sentence. I feel like people aren't really missing me on Instagram. Like, two people have reached out to me and asked me if I've deactivated my Instagram profile.
To be fair, though, I feel like a lot of people are scaling back their use of social media. And that's purely just coming from a user standpoint of not noticing as much posting coming from people. So I think that there might be more people maybe doing what you're doing and just not paying as much attention to it anymore.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine that it's going to probably continue where people are dumping social media.
Weren't you just saying that Instagram has a new feature that they're rolling out, or at least testing?
Yep. They are testing out a dislike button on comments on Instagram. This is kind of crazy to me. Like, what a wild time to actually bring this to the table to test. But so it looks like right now it's not everybody, but you might see a little dislike button next to the comments on your Instagram account. And that's to allow you to downrank comments that you don't like. Apparently, it is a test and there is no dislike count. So it's not like people will be able to see how many dislikes your post has. But this is also where it gets kind of interesting. And nobody will know if you tapped the dislike button. So if you dislike somebody's comment, nobody will know that it was you that disliked it.
See, I don't like that. If you're going to dislike something, own it. In fact, they should have
the point is to make comments more friendly on Instagram. And I'm just curious, like, I just, 2 + 2 is not equally, it's equaling 5 right now. Like,
they should have a dislike button for people's actual pictures, not just the comments. For whatever picture they post, they should have a dislike button.
Bill is going savage mode, ruthless.
So if my friend posts a picture of their kid's 5-year-old birthday party, I can just
dislike.
I can just dislike that. It would be something fun for us to talk about.
It like, would be.
The next time I see them, they're like, why did you dislike my kid's 5th birthday party picture?
And you're like, well, let me tell you. And then just lay it all out there for them. Yeah, I can't see this. I can't see this going well.
No.
And I just checked on my Instagram. I don't have it. So I'm not one of the lucky few in this test. But you might notice it. So just a heads up on that.
Or I might not notice it because I'm not on Instagram.
That too.
All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We are going to need someone to play to win a $50 gift card to Woodhouse Spa. That's in.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Less than 10 minutes. Hang on.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Heather in Strongsville, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa still wins. Gosh darn it, because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions, Heather?
Oh, it's on.
Let's go. How many Back to the Future movies were made?
Let's say 4.
Question 2. Kerry Washington played the character Olivia Pope, who would use the phrase, "It's handled," on what TV show?
Scandal.
Question 3. In the song "I Miss You" by Blink-182, when would they celebrate Halloween?
October?
Our 4th question. What planet in our solar system has rings?
Let's go with Saturn.
Final question. How many holes are played in a standard round of golf?
9.
All right, Heather. Let's get Alyssa back in here first. Alyssa, will you please come on back to the studio? Now, what was going on in the background there? Because you were you asking for help from somebody that's with you right now?
No. Yes.
No, that's fine. You can have help from people that are surrounding you. Who is with you this morning?
My friend Marissa.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Marissa wasn't very helpful, though, I'll be honest.
Actually, can I change a Blink-182 answer or no?
No, sorry.
Dang it.
Sorry. The polls have closed. We have to move on, and Alyssa's sitting right here, so she'd hear the answer.
Gotcha.
Alyssa, it's Heather and her not-so-helpful friend, Marissa.
Oh, good morning, Heather and Marissa.
Good morning.
Are you guys on your way to work?
No, we're actually at work, but I just don't want to say where we work.
No, that's fine. Not a requirement to be on this show. Let's find out how Alyssa does compared to you. I'm not going to tell you how Heather did, Alyssa. I'm just jumping in with your 5 questions, okay?
All right, let's hit it.
Question number 1. How many Back to the Future movies were made?
2? Really?
I'm sorry, everyone. There were 3 Back to the Future movies.
Feels like 1 too many.
It wasn't as good as the other ones.
Yeah,
but
I feel like we could have probably done without that 3rd.
And the producers of that movie, the makers of that movie, have been in the news lately because they keep being asked, is there going to be another Back to the Future movie? And they keep saying no, that it's over.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good answer.
Question 2. Kerry Washington played the character Olivia Pope, who would use the phrase, "It's handled," on what TV show?
Scandal.
Scandal is correct. Question 3. In the song "I Miss You" by Blink-182, when would they celebrate Halloween?
On Christmas.
All right, moving on to question number 4.
She got it.
What planet in our solar system has rings?
Saturn.
Saturn, yep. Is correct. Final question. How many holes are played in a standard round of golf?
18.
18 is correct.
Oh.
How many did you get there, Alyssa? You got, let's see, 1. You got 4 today.
4.
Unfortunately, Heather and Marissa only got 2.
Oh, man.
So, not a winner today, Heather. But, however, we love that you listen at work every single day, you and Marissa. We would love to give you a $50 gift card to the Woodhouse Spa.
That's awesome.
If you want to share it with Marissa, that's on you.
Probably not.
Sorry, Marissa.
She didn't help me. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, maybe if Marissa tries harder next time, she can share your prize.
My name is Heather, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I'm Q104.
Q104. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Thank you so much for being with us. So tonight, there's a conflict in my life. A conflict with two of my boys.
Oh.
And it doesn't happen often, but tonight, I really had to think long and hard about which way I was going to choose. And if you are a parent of multiple kids, you probably run into this all the time. It's when they each have events, how do you choose
which one to go to?
Yeah. How do you divvy that up?
Oh, that's so hard, though, because then you're actually like you're having to pick a kid.
That's exactly what's happening tonight. And so here's what's happening. Drew has his fourth grade play tonight.
Okay.
And it's a big deal. It's at the high school in the auditorium. And he has lines.
I was going to say, is he in it or is he like stage production?
He's in it.
He's in it. Okay.
And he's singing songs. And I've been hearing them around the house for the past few weeks.
Aw.
And that's at 7 o'clock tonight. But my oldest son, Will, has a basketball game in Olmsted Falls. So
okay.
I will be there with him watching the game. I don't know how to choose sometimes. I don't like to miss anything with my kids. When it comes to sports, I always want to be at their games. I hate it when I miss their games.
Yeah, because it's one of those things that, like, if you think back to, like, when you were a kid and seeing your family out in the crowd, it's, like, the coolest feeling. And it never gets old, either. It's, like, even though you're at all the games, I'm sure that it's still, even if he doesn't recognize it now, it's still nice for Will to see you, or Drew, to see you out in the crowd when they're playing.
And I feel invested because I see, you know, I take him to all the practices mm-hmm. and all the extra work that he does on the side.
You're keeping up with like all the stats.
It's, yeah, I don't like to miss games like that. But then, and I even thought about, okay, well, I can miss this game this mm-hmm. one time and go to Drew's play. And while that would have torn me up, it's like Drew's play, it doesn't happen.
Right. You know, it's only happening once.
Yeah, Will has another game on Friday. Mm-hmm. But then what happened is Will now has baseball practice after his basketball game tonight. So I have to go so I can.
Oh my gosh.
I have to, so I can take him to baseball after.
Where do these kids get all this energy?
I don't know where they get the energy.
He's going to play a basketball game and then has baseball practice?
Yeah, he has, yeah, baseball.
Oh
tonight.
My gosh.
Because
jeez.
It's almost baseball season. Hey, sign of spring. It's almost baseball season. We're getting yeah. ready for baseball season.
That's a positive. I'll take it, but wow, yeah. The life of a dad.
I'm going to miss that play.
Well, Paul is going, right?
Paul is going.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, just have her. Maybe she can get a little video for you.
I just hope it's not one of those things that Drew remembers.
He's going to. No, he's going to. This is going to come up in therapy in like 15 years.
And when I'm in my final days, when I'm laying in the hospital.
I'm telling you right now, this will come back.
Drew comes up to me and whispers in my ear, "You should have come to my fourth grade play."
What if that happens?
You should have been there, Dad.
What do you even do? Like, literally, what do you even do at that point?
I don't know.
I feel like you would just start crying. I don't know what else you would do.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're going to play again this morning. 8:55. Another $50 gift card to the Woodhouse Spa to give away. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. So this was a TikTok video, but it also made People Magazine.
Yeah, so this one really was making its rounds. It's a TikTok initially that went viral, but it turned into a way bigger thing.
Yeah, it's a mom who, the video, is it the mom who hosted the birthday party or is it a mom of one of the guests of the birthday party? Do we know? I guess it really doesn't matter.
Honestly, I have not watched it.
Okay, we'll just tell you what happened. So this mom threw a birthday party for her kid. And what has been getting attention is the birthday invitation contained strict guidelines on gift giving.
So like certain things that she was asking, like, do not get this for my kid as a birthday gift.
Yeah, she had rules attached to the invitation.
Can you do that? Can you do that? Can you set rules in place when you're asking for gifts?
You can do anything you want.
You know what? You're right.
How will people react to it?
That's another story.
Because they'll put it on TikTok. People Magazine will cover it. Some radio show in Cleveland will discuss it.
But you can do it.
So the rules at this birthday party for gifts, the gifts could have no colors. What is that? No colors.
To me, that just screams like sad beige mom. Sad beige baby. The parents that have like all beige toys. Mm-hmm. So it all looks like aesthetic. That's what I'm thinking when it says no colors.
It says any present needs to be waste free. The present can make no noise.
Oh.
And finally, the present cannot be made of plastic. So this went out on birthday invitations and moms are like, nah, nah, nah.
I mean, because
let's go on TikTok.
I mean, to be honest, though, I'm sitting here like I'm looking at this and I'm genuinely trying to think of a gift that a stuffed animal, I guess, a squishmallow wouldn't have any of these things and would. But it's colored.
Can't be colored.
It can't be colored.
Yeah.
I don't even know like what in the toy aisle would constitute no colors, waste free, no noise, no plastic.
Something made of wood. A wooden rocking horse.
I'm sure a kid would love that.
216-474-0104.
Yeah, does anybody else have weird rules like this for gifts that people are allowed to get your kids? Be it birthdays or Christmas? Like, are there any like stipulations that you put in place?
Yeah, how would you react if you received a birthday invitation with rules like that as far as the gift that you're going to get? Now, I don't know. I'm not leaning towards the mom side, but I can also understand it because in the past with my kids, with birthday parties, we have put no gifts required.
Our kids have
enough stuff.
Yes.
They have way too many things. They don't need any more things. Please don't get gifts. That's probably a completely different subject, but that's the rule that we've put on and people have ignored it as well.
I'm sure that they do. I mean, I think that that's fine. I think that there's nothing wrong with that. I think that what the sticky situation is that like if you are allowing gifts, I don't really think that you can put regulations on that. Also, she has no color, no waste, no noise, no plastic. These are her rules.
Mm-hmm.
Pick one. Like you get one, maybe, and people probably still won't follow it.
216-474-0104. Is this birthday invitation a little too over the top as far as all the rules that come attached to it? The Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. We're talking about this story that I saw in People Magazine. Alyssa saw it on TikTok. Because I'm not on TikTok and I guess you don't.
Yeah, it's going viral right now. It's this mom that put in place stipulations for gifts that she is allowing people to get her child for their birthday.
Yeah, she had rules. She said, I don't want any gifts with colors. I don't want any gifts that are waste. The gifts need to be waste-free.
Noise and no plastic.
Right. Bird in Cleveland. Bird, what's the word? What do you think about this?
Good morning, good people. My thought on it is simple. We got to go back to the old-fashioned where here's a card. Here's a card with my name on it, and here's $20 in it. Have a blessed birthday. We love you, and I'll talk to you later. Because, you know, I understand where she's coming from as far as the stipulation because there's so much stuff that's going around and the kids are allergic to things. That's very understandable. So let's just go back to the old-fashioned way. Just like, you know, when everybody's home shopping from home. They don't want her to go out in the stores, so let's just go get you a regular birthday card or a gift card and hand it to them, and we call it a day. And there's nothing wrong with what she's doing, but sometimes I think we overthink this situation. You know, now you're putting a stress on me. I can't get him this. I can't get him that. What did she say he can't have or she can't have? So here's a birthday card. If you want me to wrap it up in some form of where it was not toxic or anything, here it is. Have a great day.
All right, Bird. So I think Bird's onto something here, except that if you just get a kid cash or a gift card, does that still fit within this mom's rules about gifts that you can give? Because it says no colors to the gift. Cash is green. Yeah. And if you give a gift card, that also might have colors on the gift card.
It might be made of plastic.
And it's not waste free because you got to throw those gift cards away. So what is this mom trying to do here?
Yeah, I think that she probably overlooked even just money in a card because, yeah, I could see issues with even putting money in a card. These aren't fitting her stipulations and her checklist of what you're allowed to get her kid for their birthday.
Let's go to Danielle in Parma. Danielle, you get a birthday invitation in the mail for one of your kids to attend a party, and it's a birthday invitation with all of these rules on it for what kind of a gift you could give. What would be your reaction?
My reaction would almost be to not even go.
Oh, so you would just be like, no
it's
thanks.
It's too much pressure. I am thankful for every kid my kid, or every gift my kid gets. So I almost feel like she's being like inappreciative and kind of bossy. It would make me not want to go.
Yeah.
You know, this would backfire on my wife because it feels like whatever birthday party that we attend, my wife always buys the gift and the card, like, on the way to the party.
I do the same thing. Paula and I have that in common.
Like, she will stop. She doesn't even know where she's going. The invitation's there, but it's almost like she doesn't look at it until 10 minutes before the party starts.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, where am I going? We got to stop at Target on the way and get a gift. And
yeah, we have to do this all in the next 7 minutes.
She'd freak out if she saw those rules. You're like, oh.
What am I doing? What am I supposed to do now? I am surprised that this mom didn't have anything about no sticky things. I feel like that should have been on this list. Like, no slime. Come on.
Agreed. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we're talking about gifts that you give at a kid's birthday party. Mary in Brunswick is listening to us right now. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you throw a birthday party for your daughter. She was turning, what, 8 or 9, you said?
8 or 9, yeah.
Okay, what was the gift that somebody showed up with to give your daughter?
A snapping turtle.
A snapping?
From their pond.
Like a live snapping turtle?
Like a live snapping turtle. I was able to keep it for, like, I kept telling her, let's release it, let it go home. Mm-hmm. But she wouldn't have it. So after maybe a year or just under a year of trying to keep this thing alive for my cat and my dog, the thing disappeared for about 2 hours in the basement. The cat got the net off the cage, and I found it covered in fur in the basement under the couch by the wall, hiding.
Oh, no.
So after that, she was okay with releasing it.
Yeah, I'm sure that the turtle was probably okay with being released at that point, too.
I was ecstatic.
Now, was that gift, a snapping turtle, was that on like some sort of a birthday wish list from your daughter?
Hell no.
Okay, I also have to know, was it from like a family member?
No, it was a neighbor of my ex's, which I think might have had something to do with it.
Oh, I see.
Because I'm like, okay, if it's like your sister, her aunt or something, like, okay, mm-hmm. Still not a great gift, but it's your ex's neighbor? That's
yes.
So inappropriate. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, there was something.
Yeah, I guess they weren't a fan of mine.
There was a conversation that was had beforehand.
I think so.
I would say.
Yeah, within the family dynamic, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to give gifts like that. Like, for instance, when my brother had, you know, his first child, it's, you know, you get something really, really loud, you know.
Yeah, like I want to get a drum set for somebody's kid.
Yeah.
Like, straight up.
Yeah, you get something like that makes a lot of noise.
Yep.
And, you know, says the alphabet like over and over, and it's really, really annoying or mm-hmm. something like that. I think, what did he get? My brother got something for my kids. I don't even remember what it was now. But, it's something, like, super loud and the most annoying toy in the world. It's like, A, B, C. And then you hear that all day long, and you're just ready to smash that toy into a million pieces.
You know what I think is maybe even worse, though, is, like, I got a keyboard, like a piano keyboard, when I was maybe, like, 10
mm-hmm.
because I wanted to learn how to play. And I did. But trying to muddle my way through that, it didn't sound good. But as a parent, it's like, you can't squash creativity and expression.
Right.
But it sounds awful.
And you can't take away the pet turtle if the kid falls in love with the turtle.
No, you can't.
Okay, so coming up after 9 this morning, we have a chance for you to win some Luke Bryan tickets. He's coming to Blossom this summer, so we'll have a Q keyword coming up. And Alyssa's College of Knowledge will play one more time for a chance to win a $50 gift card to Woodhouse Spa. That's in less than 10 minutes.
Up early in the morning, morning.
Real life, real Cleveland. Bill and Alyssa.
Wake up, baby. You need to wake up.
Wake up. Q Morning Show on Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Jim in Middleburg Heights is in the hot seat. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more questions right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Here are your 5 questions, Jim.
Okay.
On the TV show Friends, what was the word Ross kept yelling over and over while Chandler and Rachel were helping him move his couch up the stairs?
I didn't watch that show that often, so I'll just say to stop. I don't know.
Question 2. What protein is found in wheat, barley, and rye and is often avoided by people altogether?
Creatine? I don't know.
Our 3rd question. What was the name of the first artificial satellite sent into space by the Russians?
I pass.
Question 4. What is it called when a player scores 3 goals in a hockey game?
Hat trick.
And our final question. In the movie Office Space, what red item does Milton obsess over, leading to his eventual act of revenge of setting the building on fire?
Stapler.
All right, Jim, you started off slow,
but
you rebounded. I'll tell you about that in a second. Let's get Alyssa back in here.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
Yeah, you missed the first 3, but you got the last 2, Jim.
Yeah.
2 for 5 today.
At least I got 2 of them. I'll remember the answers for the rest of my life, the ones I got wrong.
Yes, you will. Here's Alyssa. Alyssa, it's Jim in Middleburg Heights.
What's up, Jim?
Good morning. Good luck.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not going to tell you how he did. I'm just going to jump in with your 5 questions, Alyssa.
All right, let's go.
We'll tally it up at the end. Question 1. On the TV show Friends, what was the word Ross kept yelling over and over while Chandler and Rachel were helping him move his couch up the stairs?
Pivot!
That is correct. David Schwimmer says that's the word that fans yell at him the most.
I hope that that never stops.
He hopes it stops.
I'm sure he does.
Question 2. What protein is found in wheat, barley, and rye and is often avoided by people altogether?
Gluten.
Gluten is correct. Question 3. What was the name of the first artificial satellite sent into space by the Russians?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
It was Sputnik. Sputnik was the first satellite.
I must have been sleeping during that part of history class.
Question 4. What is it called when a player scores 3 goals in a hockey game?
A hat trick.
Oh.
Throw those hats down on the ice, baby.
You're a hockey fan. I forgot about that. Final question today. In the movie Office Space, what red item does Milton obsess over, leading to his eventual act of revenge of setting the building on fire?
A red item that he obsesses over?
Yes.
A button?
No, it was the stapler, the red stapler.
I've never seen that movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no problem, because you got 3 right today. Unfortunately, Jim only had 2. So Alyssa is the clear winner today of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Tough questions today, Bill.
Thank you. I tried.
You didn't make that easy for us.
I tried. Jim, it was wonderful to have you here and have you playing. We do have a parting gift for you. How about a $50 gift card to Woodhouse Spa?
That sounds great. I really appreciate it. And it was a lot of fun playing. My name is Jim, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.